Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is John Kuzma from EndZoneBlog.com's Across the Middle Show. We're going to talk a little bit about Leonard Fournette's arrest and why that's a terrible situation for him. We're also going to talk about Christian McCaffrey and why he's one of the top playmakers in the entire NFL. Let's start with Leonard Fournette. You know, the article goes like this. Trouble on the horizon. Leonard Fournette's legal troubles are another setback for the Jaguars running back, and it could put his job in jeopardy. Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette was arrested for driving without a license, and it's bad timing for the former first-round pick. Fournette already had some of his guaranteed money revoked after missing most of 2018 with a hamstring injury, being suspended for a fight, and for poor conduct during the final stretch of the season. It's clear this guy is struggling at this point of his career, which is surprising considering how good he was as a rookie. Somewhere between then and now, Fournette started to spiral out of control, and it could be the end of his time with the Jaguars. All this started when the LSU alum failed to pay some parking tickets, but when you add that on top of his bad attitude, it's going to really frustrate Tom Coughlin. Truth be told, Jacksonville's locker room is a toxic environment too, and that's not helping their young players out at all. Leonard Fournette got consumed by that, and it's possible Coughlin decides they're better off without him. The problem is it would be such a waste of a talent, but right now the team is running out of options. If this is the direction things are heading, then Fournette won't be around for much longer. You know, after rushing for 1,479 yards and 14 touchdowns in two seasons, it's a shame that things have come to this. Maybe the front office will stick with him, but if that happens, there's going to be zero tolerance for any other mistakes. Fournette can't let things get away from him again, and truthfully, it might already be too late. The situation has been very bizarre, and you hate to see it end like this. Every time you draft a player, it's a risk, though, and Jacksonville is probably upset that they overlooked any red flags they may have noticed. So, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they drafted Leonard Fournette in the first round. Expect him to be a key piece of the puzzle, and you know he lights it up as a rookie, has a very good year, but then things start to fall apart in year two. He is injured with a hamstring injury, then he gets suspended for a fight against the Bills, and then gets in trouble for what Tom Coughlin said, that conduct unbecoming of a football player. He was on thin ice, and they revoked some of his guaranteed money, and then they were talking about giving it back to him. So at the end of last year, it was clear that the relations between Leonard Fournette and the Jacksonville Jaguars had taken a huge step backwards, and then this comes out. He gets arrested. Apparently, he had unpaid parking tickets, and then he got in trouble for, I think it was like speeding. They arrest him. It was a big media thing. And, you know, if you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, you're thinking this is a distraction. We can't have this on the team. And, you know, Tom Coughlin's a stiff already. So he's not happy about this at all. And truthfully, he shouldn't be. The last thing you want to see is your players getting arrested, getting into legal trouble, especially over something as petty as parking tickets. And the real reason he got in trouble is because his license was suspended. Just not a good look for Leonard Fournette. Not good for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And like I said, this could put him on thin ice. Hopefully, you know, he gets it together. Even if things don't work out in Jacksonville, he's got to get it together and focus on football and take care of himself. You know, when he came back from that injury, he wasn't in very good shape, didn't run well at all, and people are starting to turn on Leonard Fournette. So he can't let that happen again. It's just not good. And, you know, Leonard Fournette, if you keep having these mishaps, sooner or later you could be out of a job. That's the last thing you want, because you're getting paid a lot of money to play football, and you don't want to lose that opportunity. The next topic, the Carolina Panthers are Christian McCaffrey's team, and he deserves to be mentioned with the top playmakers in the league. Carolina's front office is very interested in West Virginia quarterback Will Greer, and that tells you Cam Newton's time is winding down, which opens the door for some other player to be the face of this the franchise. Without a doubt, Christian McCaffrey is that guy, and it's his team moving forward. There were some questions about McCaffrey's size, but he put all those concerns to rest by combining for over 3,000 yards in his first two seasons. That's the thing about the 22-year-old running back. He's a dual threat weapon. So some of McCaffrey's best plays come on screens or swing passes where he can use his speed in the open field. We've seen him hurdle defenders, and it's gotten to the point where he's carrying this offense. It makes sense that general manager Marty Herney is getting ready to turn the page on Newton, because McCaffrey is the focal point right now. You know, the Panthers won 7 games last season, but if you take away their star running back's production, then this team wouldn't come anywhere near that number. When you look at the best playmakers in the league, and guys like Julio Jones, Antonio Brown, and Todd Gurley jump out, there's no doubt Christian McCaffrey deserves to be in that upper echelon of athletes. Carolina should think about trading Newton on draft night, because they need a quarterback who can keep defenses on their heels and make them respect the passing game. That's more important than, say, drafting an offensive lineman, because most of McCaffrey's best runs are on the outside, you know, with the tosses and the pitches they like to run. They even run a little bit of option and just pitch it quickly to him. You know, going that route will give this ball club more points throughout the season. We know McCaffrey will handle his business on the ground, and a more traditional QB will allow DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel to excel through there. So, you know, everybody believes Cam Newton's the face of the Carolina Panthers, and being the former MVP, he was. But at this point, you know, things, for whatever reason, first it was his attitude, and then it was his shoulder. For whatever reason, things have not been working out for Cam Newton. And they went to another quarterback at the end of the year, and he didn't play bad at all, and almost showed at the end of the year that Cam Newton is starting to become more expendable. I won't say he's completely expendable yet, but he's becoming more expendable by the day. So when the reports came out that Carolina was doing their due diligence on Will Greer, it was pretty clear to me that they're getting ready to turn the page on Cam Newton, especially if he has another bad year. I think he's out of there. Maybe even before then, you know, if I was running the Panthers, I would probably trade him on draft night, because you can still get some decent value for Cam Newton. But like I said, you need a more traditional quarterback in that offense, one that has a lot of arm talent. And, you know, Cam Newton doesn't have a terrible arm, but, you know, he's a runner. We know he's a runner. When he's playing at his best, he's running and throwing the ball. And to me, you want a quarterback that just can beat you from standing in the pocket and airing it out, and a guy who doesn't want to run ever. That's how you win in the National Football League, and that's how you get Christian McCaffrey the help that he needs. When Cam Newton's in the gun and he can't really stretch the field and he can't make all the throws, that does Christian McCaffrey such a injustice, because now these defenders can stack the box more. They don't have to worry about being tested by Cam Newton as much in the vertical passing game, and they don't have to worry about his zip as much towards the sidelines and things like that. And it's just making McCaffrey's life so much harder. You have to remember, McCaffrey is the focal point of this team. It's going to run through him. It's a similar situation with the New York Giants. Now would be the time to move on from Eli because so, or even Odell Beckham Jr., because so much of the offense is going to be through the running game. And the passing game is coming second to running the football. It's the same thing in Carolina. You could get rid of Cam Newton now because Christian McCaffrey is handling so much of the workload. And even when the team does pass, a lot of times it's a screen to McCaffrey or a swing pass to McCaffrey where he can get the ball in space, make some defenders miss, and turn it into a big play for that offense. So now is the time because you have that guy who is, like I said, the face of the franchise now. He has surpassed Cam Newton. And if you don't believe me, look at the production. McCaffrey ran for 1,000 yards last year. He always catches, 700-800 yards through there too. So it's clear he is their most reliable player, and the most reliable player is usually the face of the franchise. And, you know, as a rookie, I wouldn't have turned it over yet, but after this past year, no doubt about it. And when you look at Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, Todd Gurley, even Alvin Kamara, who's starting to enter that conversation or is in that conversation now, McCaffrey's in there too. He's earned it, and he's explosive. He's only 22 years old. He's still got a lot of time in front of him, and he's just a terrific football player who has a tremendous impact for this offense. And why if Cam can light it up and be at his best, but unfortunately that hasn't been the case. And you know, the truth is people have to be held accountable sometimes. You know, if he's not getting it done and he's not the best option, go with someone else. Don't just keep rolling out the red carpet for someone who I don't want to say Cam isn't getting it done, but it hasn't done a good enough job, at least the past couple of years. We have to all admit that. You know, it's just the way it is. It's unfortunate. He's a talented guy. You know, there's times he lays it all out on the field, but McCaffrey's the face. There's no disputing that in my mind. And as long as he's healthy and doing the things that he does, Carolina's going to be in good position. I think if you took Newton out of the mix, I think Carolina could still win 7 games. But if you took McCaffrey out of the mix, they're going to win 3 or 4 games. And I think it was Pittsburgh where they got blew out. McCaffrey, I think, had like 3 touchdowns. So he, you know, even though the team wasn't doing anything, he was still doing everything. It's just a rare athleticism, great ball carrier vision. You know, when he was coming out, I actually tweeted that I didn't think he was going to be very good between the tackles. He's actually been much better than I thought he was going to be. I was completely wrong on that. You know, even though they like to run a lot of his between the tackles plays out of the gun, I've seen him hit creases right up the middle, turn it into, you know, 60 yard touchdowns. It's phenomenal to watch him play. So just reviewing everything, Leonard Fournette, got to get it together. I don't know what's going on. Maybe he wants out of Jacksonville, but if that's the case, just ask for a release. I just think he's immature and not realizing the opportunity that he has. But at the same time, Jacksonville's locker room was so toxic last year. I watched Yannick Ngakoue and Dante Fowler before Fowler got traded. Just scrap it out in training camp, just a straight up fight. The whole year, everybody was off. Blake Bortles didn't do a good enough job. So everybody was frustrated, wasn't good enough. And then McCaffrey, great athlete, now the face of the Panthers. Basically, that's all I have. I'm John Kuzma. check out endzoneblog.com. I appreciate it. I'm signing off.